Run here. That always takes. See what's here. What's going on? Okay, that's popping in. Popping in, popping in. 20, 27 viewers waiting. All righty. Why is this thing working? Every time I go to see why. Let me check here. Make sure she's up and running. Yeah, that's good. Okay, that's it there. Okay. So, Rumble's going. Okay, and Twitch is going. All righty. And who else? Oh, I gotta get Twitter. Twitter is always the last one. It won't let me pre-prepare it like ahead of time. You gotta turn it on when you're there. Here we go. Are we there? We're getting there. Let's see here. Okay, looks like we're here. There's a voice. Right. All righty, I think all systems are go. Okay, what we got here? Private. Hey, old fashioned, you made it. Yeah, you were here the other night, right? When we had that long meeting after the meeting, after the show. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. Anyway, I'm gonna give everybody a minute because it's 8 o'clock now, so they should be streaming at any time. You left her. Oh, it went on for almost 2 hours. Everybody was talking about all kinds of stuff. All righty. Okay, well, I'm gonna get on with my show. Well, everybody was, I think it was a much needed rendezvous for everybody. Everyone wanted to, and I think we had about 10 people in here. So it went pretty good. Everyone was talking about all kinds of stuff, talking about where to go and where to, North America and what's going on and so forth. So it was pretty good. Anyway, off to the show. Today I'm going to talk about a bunch of stuff. Well, Fiona posted something today, so I will put her stuff right off the bat here in the StreamYard, and then the other. She did a little talk on Substack, so I will post this here here as well. Okay, give me a minute. Select over there. Okay. Yeah, I have stuff to do maybe today if you are out. Yeah. No, I'll do the same thing. I'll do it from now on after the show if anybody wants to stick around and meander and to just get to know everybody. Ah, French, you made it. Okay, here we go. That's Fiona. She put her stuff out. She put something out there today. So, you guys want to go listen to it? She started talking about, well, she started talking about some of the news items, the carbon tax in Canada. There's some guy in Ontario that wants to have a vagina, but doesn't want to have his balls or his willy removed. Don't know. She made a comment. Now you can tell someone to go fuck themselves, and they might be able to now. You can literally tell somebody to go fuck themselves. Yeah.
Did I miss something? Am I day early? I thought it was Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. Is it Tuesday?
Yes, it is. I'm just joking.
Okay.
Take it to roll.
Well, she found this article. Some guy in Ontario wants to get general surgery. He wants a vagina, but doesn't want to lose his willy. So she made the comment. She says, I guess now you can actually tell him to go fuck himself. He probably can now. It's like, I mean, this made the news. This is like the Inquirer, you know. This is something you read on the Inquirer, you know. Hey, Susick. Hi, Sean. Go fuck yourself. Oh, I can now.
I can. Like, I can now. Emanating when they were intergendered, right, in their Raphaites. I went, oh, just wait, what are you saying? That was the same thing you could do, too. Oh, wow. Did you hear about the tsunami half an hour ago?
No, I was busy putting the show together with just explaining, getting into more detail about the nano. I sent you a bunch of stuff. Did you get it?
Yeah, you said, yeah. I'll be busy. I will. I need to go through that because I need to have a little bit of stuff there. So basically, Taiwan had a 7.8 earthquake under an hour ago. It's a mess right now, and they're dispatching military, navy, and stuff like there. But yeah, it was a direct energy weapon. And I've just to let you know before we go on the air, we have a fourth bridge as well that was hit. So they hit the cranes. Another thing, and it's getting to be Taiwan tsunami. So that's going to be kind of dangerous when they got that kind of stuff going. And they've got the Three Gorges in that area. So anything China, Japan, anything on the Asian front, they must be doing the tunnels. So I would think they're going to be really close to letting that Three Gorges dams out too. So that all happened in the last hour, just to let you know. So,
well, it's not a surprise. I was going over this stuff with I call it trajectory assault, because I think that's what's going on, going to be happening here. And now Texas and Niagara Falls,
yep,
are both declaring a state of emergency over this. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, something is up. There, I talked to, I don't know how many people in my age group, you know, because I'm in the mid-60 range, and nobody ever remembers any time that we've ever had any kind of eclipse where we had to engage the military.
Yeah, and special hazardous nuke. Remember all the NBC, which is your nuclear, biological, and chemical, are on high alert. Plus, they've dispatched that special team already. They're expecting something, whether they avert it or not. But I did, and I'll send you the stuff because it'd be worth putting in your article for later. I'll put them in the chat room when we get started. But I was with David Sarita because he's a neighbor down here. So he was on Sasha Stone going through that. And then Santos Bonacci. I just listened to Santos as well, just to see if they've got anything. But what they're talking about is there's an alignment. And right. I think the planet is called M139, if I remember. Yes, I do remember. It's M139. And they think this is part of the thing, like Nibiru, that they're hiding up there. So I'll send you the links. You can peruse them and put them in if you want. But I'll put them in the chat room if people want to look. Okay. And that's all I have to let you know till I read all your emails.
Yeah. What I decided to do with you is to send everything that we had found already, 10, 12, you know, going all the way back to 2002. So that I found way back when, and all the stuff that we're seeing now is all from that time when whatever they were doing, it has evolved and it has become more refined, but the whole nano thing and what we're getting with it. I just had somebody contact me. I don't know if it was Dr. Dina or some Dina gal. I think it's her.
Dr. Dina Churchill, Nova Scotia.
Yeah. She, I guess he built some triangles and he built some small ones and put them in the bucket. All kinds of shit came out. They couldn't believe it. In fact, I think it will be in the Substack, the article, you know, the email she sent me. I just crossed out her name. But they, I mean, everyone's seeing the stuff coming out. I mean, anyone who plays with this technology is seeing it come out. So I'm not seeing anybody using anything else that's working on the same level this stuff is doing, whether it be the bucket, triangle, spike, surge and purge, double barrel. Everyone that's using this stuff is seeing a huge, huge release. There are a number of nuclear facilities that are under the eclipse path. Yeah. The Dredge Fault, where that thing's going, it's right along the Mississippi River. And there's about 13 or 17 facilities there. You know, like I said, I don't, this is, this, for all the bullshit that we're seeing, in Germany, Germany just came out yesterday and stated there was no COVID. Wow. I wonder who else was saying that. How many people were saying that? It took 4 years. There's no COVID. Really? So this is, whatever's going on is another distraction, and it's probably going to lead us into some other scamdemic. I'll just call it that way, a scamdemic. There's no observable reason why this is all going on. You know, why we need all this military, why we need to have the National Guard already in place. They're in Michigan, they're in Oklahoma, they're in Iowa. I forget, a couple other states are already bringing in Texas. You know, Canada's also initiating some military activity as well. So we never had this before. We never fired rockets at the moon before. So are we being invaded? You know, that's why there's a question I thought about this. Well, you know, I haven't seen anybody fire any missiles at us or any kind of energy beams except our own people frying Maui and Kelowna and Paradise and Fort McMurray and Northwest Territories and Colorado. You know, that was all us. So I kind of wonder, what the hell are they shooting at up there? And now why are we turning on the collider? You know, I mean, that thing could screw up the magnetic poles unbelievably bad, where it's irreversible. I hate to be spinning around out of our orbit. You know, the sun gets a little hot when you get close to it. It's like, you know, it's just a concept. But so many of them around us hiding in plain sight. Demonics, okay, right here. This is Kasaya. Oh, geez. Kasserafin, okay. I just hung up with a friend of mine who just lives in Taipei, Taiwan. Okay, who wants a vagina and woolly? Buy one, get one. Yeah, you can do that, I guess. Buy one, get one free. Oh, boy. Oh, what a way to start. Anyway, I wanted to get into the nano a little bit tonight. Because there's always, you know, you always hear stuff and people are saying that they got a solution, and all these solutions. And I really haven't seen much in the solution. But what I did tonight, and this will be in the Substack, for anybody that's really interested in understanding how this is working in our bodies and in our systems, you know, and how it's assimilating and taking over and, you know, and how it's networking, I got an email, read the email, and they sent me some pictures. I only put 5 of them up. I mean, it's more than enough to show you what is networking in all of us. No, because everyone thinks that, and I get consults and I get people all the time, and everybody's still stuck on an old paradigm. You got a parasite, you're going to use some cassia bark or some clove or some garlic or some wormwood or whatever to kill this parasite. And you use these things and it doesn't work. Because you don't have a parasite. You have a synthetic biology, or you have an augmented parasite. An augmented meaning that, again, because of what we have inside of us, it has gained a whole new functionality because it's mutated. And we're not becoming transhuman either. We're becoming transmutated. If we were to assume that we are human, which I don't classify myself as a human, I classify myself as a man, made in the image of God. And women are, again, of the same species of man. They were made in the image of men, and men were made in the image of God. Okay, that's based from my perspective. So when I look at that, and we're saying we're going to become transhuman, I mean, we're not transferring to human. Something else is. So when we're adding synthetic biology to the game, and we got artificial intelligence also gaining sentience, and also eventually will want something a little bit more tangible. You've seen that in the Age of Ultron, where you have an AI that is intangible, is in every network, every part of the technology, and eventually builds a construct so he is more tangible. That I'm seeing coming. That probably will be a reality, if it isn't already. But when you're looking at this stuff, that, again, when you see the pictures, you're going to begin to see how much this looks like a fiber optic network. You know, you will see that it looks like, and again, if you're pulling stuff out, you may see circuit board. What's this? Pill. Okay. All right. What we got going on here? What am I missing here? Okay. We got it going on here. Trying to keep up with everybody. Oh, Jaja made it. Hey, Jaja, you made it. Okay. We're looking at a lot of different parts of this tech and how it's, like I say, fusing with you or integrating with you or mutating you. That's why it's important that you have to remove it. Okay. You have to pull this out of your system, and you have to this. And the only way you can pull it out properly is to first disengage the program. Because if you're just trying to detox the stuff out of your system, it's not going to work. You'll get whatever loose ends that might be floating around, but if it's already anchored anchored or barbed in to your tissues or your cells or your organs or in your blood, they're not going to get out using some kind of chelating agent, saline agent, whatever. Whatever's coming out will come out because it's not attached or hasn't yet fully assembled. Once it's become fully assembled, the only way to get that out at this point is you have to detach or disengage the function, the gain of function that these things have. Because that's what they were designed for. They were designed to take you out. They were designed to compromise you. They have been weakening us for over six decades. Six decades, if not longer. But in the last six decades, which I've been alive, I can actually tell you what they've done in every decade, what they brought in, and how bad they have been creating a problem for us that we would diminish. Oh, man, we got the gang here. We got Zach with the attack. He's back. Hey, Zach, what's up?
Hey, Captain T, what's up? How are you?
Good, good. Did you do a show?
No, but I will as soon as I can. I'm very excited about. So I have something.
Oh,
I have something that's going to be pretty good, I think, to present.
Who is she?
Hey, that's not allowed. I'm a Tony follower. We know how we feel about that kind of stuff. That doesn't happen here, Tony.
All right. Good to hear. With this nano, how it works, how it assembles, how it grabs on, how it's been weakening us, and how probably for the last six decades, how many of us have been misdiagnosed with problems that we really didn't have. What we actually had was a mutation process that had engaged us and was causing a malfunction in our immune system, a malfunction in our DNA, a malfunction in our genetic code, a malfunction in our cellular biology, our physiology, the whole nine yards. And the whole time, we were assuming that we had some kind of whatever was the prognosis, whether it would be from an alternative healer or from a medical healer or medical practitioner, I should say, because they don't heal, they practice. You happen to be the guinea pig they practice on. There's a lot, like I said, when we start looking at things, and we restructure the way we think about health. Hey, I don't get into the acid alkaline thing. I think that's all nonsense, my opinion. But I do get into bio-voltage, your bioelectricity. You have to be charged up in order to fight. So anything you can do to increase your bioelectric or your bioenergy, that's what you should be looking to do. Acid and alkalinity, these are stages of processes that your body's going through, whether it's breaking things down or neutralizing or whatever, but it's your bioelectric that will protect you. Okay, just to give you an example, go through the urinary tract. When you pee, your pee should be coming out in a swirl, a spin. And the reason why it should be coming out in a spin, because as it's spinning, whatever debris, whatever junk it's there, as it's spinning, it will increase its electrical charge as it's going down through your urinary tract. And as it's going down the urinary tract, producing the electrical charge, it will disengage the bacteria or whatever is in there all the way down till you dispose of it. So, it's more about your charge. And the problem with your bioelectric is that this stuff is siphoning your energy or your bioelectricity or your biochemical energy or your thermal energy that you produce out. It is a parasite on your energy, and that's what it uses in order to construct. So let's go here. Thank you. Been doing okay. So let me read a little something here. Hi, Tony. This is XXXXXXX. I hope you're doing well. We watch your videos on how to make a triangle. Our first one turned out interesting. Okay. Usually when they say that, it didn't quite look like a triangle, but that's okay. Our second and third one turned out really well. Thank you for the advice. We've been using the triangle for about 4 months now. The first month, there was not much happening. We mostly use it without water. Well, again, the disengagement would go on, but it's not coming out because you're not detoxing it out. Sleeping with it at night, starting from the knees down. We also made a 6-inch triangle that we put inside a nano bucket, using the two together. As a result, we're now seeing a big increase in nanotech coming out by the bottom of our feet. We've been using a microscope to look at the nano, the one that Fire Medic 8 recommended from Amazon for $120. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. I think that's a 1200x scope. It works well enough, but you have to wear yellow glasses. You see green hue from the screen. Yeah, because they use an LED light. We'll send you pictures. We're not sure what all of it is, but it's a start. We've 1,000 pictures. If you're interested, we'll send. And I've seen these pictures before. I've seen them with my own body, what I've released for myself. I've seen crystals. I've seen chips. I've seen dendrimers. I've seen networks. I've seen platforms. I've seen for the last 15 years, pulling this shit out of me. It's been a thing. You'll see one picture, and when you open it up, it'll be on the bottom left. And what it looks like a translucent network of fiber optic. That's all your protein. That's you. That is breaking down the protein in your body because the networking requires a ligand that is utilized for it to be able to bind to it in order for it to attach and network and sink in. And when you see the other pictures, you're going to see the more advanced levels of how far it has gone. And the different colors that you see are the different elements that your body has in you. For instance, if you see red, it might be lithium from the atmosphere or mercury from the atmosphere. That's the color. Or manganese. That's the color of mercury, manganese, and lithium. It's usually a red. If it's more of a deeper kind of a brownish red, that's your blood, iron. And this is also blood too, when you look at that. When you're seeing blue, a lot of blue, that's aluminum. That's usually the color of aluminum. When you see black, that could be either titanium borate, That could be black carbon, which is not the same as graphene. It could be a carbon C60. It could be anything. If you see something that is has a bright metallic shine to it, like a silver shine, that could be either, nano silver. It could be, is the other metal there? It could be another form of aluminum as well. Could be a mixture of boron with some other element. So all these different colors signify a material that is being used to create a conductivity to, again, draw out energy or to transfer information from wherever the construct starts to where it finishes. And a lot of times these are built on what they call an origami, which is a platform or like a shipping dock or a electric board. And the origamis are formed by what they call a lattice, which is basically a line. It designs the protein into a certain shape and then builds a platform. And then from that platform, everything's networked from it. And when you see these wires, you see the bundles that are there, you know, and then you look at the next illustration, you'll see an electrical board. That's the summation of this networking. That's what it's turning you into, a circuit, you know. And when you start having health issues, so when you start having health issues, pray video is intense. Okay, you gotta look at that. When you're looking at that circuit board and you're seeing what's there, how it's assembling, that's what it's turning everybody into. It's pretty simple. That's what it's turning everybody into, a circuit. So anyway, this is what you're seeing, and this is what you'll start to see when you start using this technology. Like I said, there's about five or six of us that are building them. You got Zach in here that's building them. You've got myself that's here that's building them. You got Fire Medic, Yanni, Cherie, Fiona. Everyone is, you know, putting them together. We've shown you how to build them as well. There have been some upgrades since the first triangle and the buckets. They've been modified. They're more effective today. If you use these things, it's a three-part deal. Because I always get people wanting to change the way they want to do things. They don't do it right the first time. They won't even try it. They got it because it's too inconvenient or whatever the bullshit nonsense. Or some new age crap, some mumbo jumbo from the dark side of Uranus kind of thing. So it's a three-step process. Disengagement. Flushing out or detoxing, disengagement, detoxing, and then reloading. In other words, putting the stuff back in to help you recover. Always remember that a lot of the stuff that we're dealing with today in regarding to the restoration is going to have the nano in it. There is no clean anything. You have to clean it. You have to detox it. Just like you're detoxing yourself, you have to detox whatever you're using as well. And this is something that we probably should have been doing 60 years ago. We started telling people doing a detox. Well, we were taking out what was already there, but we were not minimizing what we were putting back in. You know, it's just nobody thought about it, right? You know, you're eating a piece of meat and it's got some kind of chemical into it. You know, to make it bigger, some kind of hormone. You know, you're eating some grasses. Ooh, hey, I got an airplane flying by. Another military plane. They're coming for me. So we should have been doing stuff like that from the beginning, detoxifying whatever we were going to eat before we ate it or whatever we were going to drink. But again, hindsight's always 20/20. Because even back then, even with the organics that were there, that might have been there in the 60s, they were being polluted by the pesticides, the blowback, cross-pollination with the chemicals that were being sprayed in other plants. And then when the 70s rolled by and they introduced the GMOs, same thing was happening. So it's been, like I say, a six-decade path of breaking down mankind, breaking down the species, breaking down the genetics, breaking down the DNA, breaking down the chromosomes, breaking down the immune functions, breaking down the digestive system, breaking down the brain functionality, breaking down the motor movements. You know, when you look at everything and you look at everything in sequence in the last six decades, how everyone's breaking down. And a lot of that will be determined by the epigenetics that you're exposed to, which means your environment, this type of stuff that you were eating, and depending on your cultural identity, what you were more prone to eat, and then what transpired from food you had eaten. Like I said, a lot of things affected us, from the industrial waste that were being spewed in the atmosphere that went in the water table. Windsor, Ontario's building a lithium battery plant. It's the worst, one of the worst environments you can live in already. The automotive industry decimated the environment. The farmers out in the county are spraying Monsanto's glyphosates, Monsanto BT this or that, you know. This is that's like all farm country. You know, you got peach trees, cherry trees, apple trees, apricot trees, you got plum trees, you've got blueberries, raspberries, I can't think of the tree now, shit. It's indigenous there. But you got everything there growing, mulberry trees, you know. And it's being sprayed. And a couple years before I left there, walking down the street, the apple trees, the apples were mutating. They were no longer looking like an apple, or apple shape. They had bulging, what looked like warts, or looked like rock protrusions or chemical protrusions coming through the skin. That was often the nano. Even the maple trees and the chestnut trees were affected drastically. They had this black shit that was coming down from the sky. So if the trees were showing it on the leaves, we were being exposed as well. One of the female RCMP bought a baby goat from one of the protesters. Goat left the crew. Oh, really? It took a goat? No. Jeez. Well, I just was looking at something. Was it in Alberta? I think it was Alberta. The protesters were protesting, and apparently the police were armed with military high-grade weapons, non-lethal weapons. And I was just listening to Romola yesterday. I guess she's back. I see a lot of white threads at the park. Almost looks like sheep wool. Is that now? If it's a thread-like material and sort of almost looks like a spider web, sometimes it's sparkles, that will be chemtrails. Yep. Do not touch that shit with your bare hands. You'll regret it. If you got to pick it up with gloves. Something really thick, because if you touch it, it has penetrated. It's all it takes. There was a doctor in Hawaii years ago. There's a guy in Toronto that was following this doctor, and he found there was a tree that had this what looked like a crystalline patch all over it, and almost like looked like a white fungi. And the idiot touched it with his hand. So do not touch it. He suffered unimaginably, unbearably. So once you touch it, it will penetrate. That's all it will take. you know, better leave it alone and just stay away from it. It can really mess you up. That's all. It looks like someone shaved 10 sheep. Yeah. There, in Australia, if you go back and you look at some of the YouTube films from about 5-10 years ago, there were farms in Australia that they were dropping just huge amounts of threads all across the farmland. The farm towns, people, the farmers out there were looking and showing you pictures of this shit everywhere coming. It was covering the sky. And when it landed, it was all in the farmer's fields. It was all, along the fencing, on cars. It was all over the place. That happened in Windsor a couple of times. We had a rain. I guess it was a rain. And they dumped this shit all over the place. I walked into it twice. You know, it's like they had my, my route to my home. Planned out, like no matter which way I went, I was going to run into this shit, and I did twice. I couldn't see it because it was like 11, 12 o'clock at night, and the streets I walked on didn't have either lights, so I walked into it, and I paid for it. No, I wasn't gutsy. I couldn't see it. It was like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. I was on my way to my apartment, which was about 6 blocks away. And I decided to take a shortcut, walked down this one street, shit hit me in the face. I was like, you effing, I was just like, what? The Canadian came out, let's just put it that way. So the next day I went down another street, a totally different street, same thing. Late at night, couldn't see it, walked through the shit. I saw, and you know, the Canadian flowed. And then about 3 weeks after that, I felt like somebody cut my strength in half. So it was it was a battle trying to figure out what it was. So lots of states, cows being put down have bird flu now. The cows have bird flu? I wonder who injected them with that one. Holy crap. Romola was talking. Apparently, they took her out. They drugged her, and they had her in some kind of psych ward, apparently. And she's back now. She's on the Odyssey. So I was listening to her program last night. So she was saying that the police are now armed with high-level non-lethal weapons. And I was looking at, and that's also put in the Substack. They apparently got a shell that discharges, and when it hits you with about 500 volts. I don't know what the amps are. 500 volts will jar you. If you got a pacemaker, though, or some kind of electrical implant inside of you, it could fry that, you know. So, like I said, they are not using bullets, but they're using now electricity. Because, see, it's harder with electricity to show damage, right? Something that can repair itself pretty quick. And then trying to prove in court that, I saw her too, Romola, yeah. Think of the Oregon, okay, yeah. She was talking. She looked a little bit inflamed. Her face was inflamed. I think she was, she looked like she was in shock. And she may, whatever drugs they gave her, they may have even addicted her to them too. So that's another thing that could happen. So like I said, more and more, the whole idea, the concept of your freedom of speech. Okay, Bill C-63, I'm not sure that got passed today. And I know the bill for the carbon tax got passed yesterday. But bills, and I just talked to a guy outside here where I'm at. He said, be aware, by this time next year, you'll be where we are now. The U.S. is not that far behind. But Canada's going through, they're using Canada as the prototype to jam everything up everybody else's backside. So, The the Bill C-63, is that one gal was talking. She was saying that, if you come on a platform and the government wants to de-platform you, they're going to charge or fine the platforms that are allowing you to speak, and then they're going to sue them. Now, that's in Canada. Now, I'm not sure how they're going to be able to do that, how they're going to be able to generate the revenue. Because if this is the case, there's not going to be too many. I mean, they're basically disarming Canadians as a whole, and they're going to have a regulated internet like China. You'll only get to see what they want you to see or what they will allow you to have. If you have anything that you're looking at that they deem as some kind of problem, you're not going to have it for very long. Let's just put it that way. Or if you do engage it, they're going to make sure they neutralize you some way, somehow. Warning, proton mail created by CERN guys. Do not connect to any internet email. AP or April 8 eclipse. Okay, do not connect to any internet email. Okay, so I gotta now double check. Do I got, is it proton mail or proton mail? Okay, true proton was a project, yeah. So when we're looking at a lot of stuff, like I said, in a lot of the different things that are going on, there's been so much crap that we have been basically phasing in and phasing out. U.S. is trying to pass the Restrict Act to ban VPNs in order to not criticize Israel. To not criticize Israel. The whole world's criticizing Israel. How the hell is that going to work? They're going to block Americans from criticizing Israel? It's high time everybody in the U.S. started criticizing Israel. They've been given carte blanche ever since Kennedy died. All the bullshit. I mean, like I said, if they really wanted peace over there, they could have had that 80 years ago. You know, so we all know it's all about money and land. So, they just killed an Aussie, blew up a car with a Brit and an Aussie. Oh, yeah? Those Aussies. Well, there's more where they came from, eh? Another Aussie. There's more where that came from. This is what I mean. When we're seeing all this stuff happening, you know, the agitation that's going on. Zionists are above the law. You know, well, I would wonder. I'm just my own curiosity. You know, I just wonder what would happen if everybody quit paying Israel. What would happen? No money went through Israel. You got the Christian right in the United States that believes that Israel is some kind of special whatever. Everybody just quit sending money to Israel. I wonder what would happen. What would happen if everybody in the United States, everybody in Australia, everybody in Canada, everybody in New Zealand, everybody in South Africa, and everybody in the UK and US and Canada, everybody decided to tell the government, no more. Well, they don't have enough because they keep coming back for more, right? So as long as they can come back to the Bank of America or Bank of Canada or Bank of England or Bank of Australia or Bank of New Zealand or Bank of whatever, and they can keep coming to get the money, what if that all stopped? We need to thank them for the jabs. Send them more money. Oh boy. You know, because in order to stop the Zionists, you have to hurt the people a little bit. if you quit sending money to Israel, the citizens are going to raise a little hell with their government. That will cause them to back down. And this bullshit with the Hamas, everyone knows in the world, that Hamas is an Israeli special forces wing that they created. So, like I said, what if everybody just quit paying them? You know, what if for a change we kept all our money at home and started taking care of our own people? Just a thought. You know, I keep thinking, you know, all these wars that we fought, that everyone has fought for the last six decades. And all these soldiers that came back home losing bits and pieces of them, fighting a war that we had no business getting involved with, you know, what if we started using that money that was going there to take care of these guys here and give them back what they lost? Just my thought on that. Maybe even build homes for everybody in America that's living out in the street. The biggest welfare state in the world. I don't know. I'm just trying to think who else keeps coming to the U.S. and Canada and asking for money all the time. There was another country. I'm just trying to think who it was. Let's just say they're the top two. I have no dollars or natural resources. Yeah, but it's us that gets taxed, and then they take the tax revenue, and instead of asking us what we want done with our taxes, this is why people don't want to pay taxes. Why would you want to pay taxes? Okay. Listening to Fiona's thing there, her little talk, she's saying that 23% carbon tax, plus there's an 8% on top of that. So it's more like a 31% tax. And then all the members of parliament gave themselves a raise. You think Paulo Vieira is going to bring down the carbon tax when he gets in power? That ain't going to happen. You know. So, like I said, it's not what we have or what we don't have. You go to work, you're working for a company, they give you a paycheck, 40% of your income is gone. You don't even see that. Your gross wage, you never see your gross wage. You just see the number. This is what you earn, and this is what you paid the syndicate. This is what you've just paid the syndicate. You know, you just gave them, you know, 1/4 of your paycheck almost half your paycheck, depending on how much money you made. So, you know, if they're going to delegate money, then I think they need to have a referendum with the general population and say, hey, you want to support XYZ? And everyone says flat out no, then the money stays home. Like I said, we got enough problems in Canada. Canada is not a very well-developed country. We've only got pockets of development. And even in those places, it's a clusterfuck most of the time. The United States is the same. You got certain areas that are very affluential, but there's a lot of ghetto here. You know, why don't they clean that up? Why don't they build and restore? Here, the people are more treated like animals. In Canada, they're treated more like goldfish. Shitty environment, but it's a more controlled environment, but it's cleaner, a little cleaner. Whereas over here, it's just ghettoed. You know, it's horrific. Crime that pays is crime that stays. Yeah, there you go. I keep telling you, you need to, you know, start a gang. rob the stores of all their macaroons, you know. You have a macaroon stash, you know. Great for bartering. Rob the macaroons. But, you know, here we are today, like I said. And think about this. All this nano shit that's been going on, And everyone's not breaking down more. I get more and more emails every day. Every day there's somebody new that's getting sick. Somebody new that's breaking down. Somebody new that's having issues. And then you got to go through the process of explaining that you're dealing with synthetic biology, which goes right over their head. Most of the time, well, should I take wormwood? That isn't going to work. You got to disengage the technology. Try and explain to somebody you got some kind of biological agent that isn't really biological, but it's a nanobiotech or a synthetic biology, and it just goes right over their head. Then you spend about a half hour trying to explain to people that you've got something inside you that is being controlled by frequencies or an operating system that's networking through your body. Like, think about this for 1 minute. Who has the capacity and the capability to release this on the general population? It would be our government. Okay. Like I said earlier, the Germans just came out. I would play it, but it's all in German, but I do have the link. And in the link, they have the headlines below. And they go through the whole genre. You know, Sweden didn't do this. We did this. They came out better than we did. They didn't have these problems. They didn't have those problems. You know, we made everyone wear a mask. We shut down businesses. We isolated people. We kept them from seeing their families, blah, blah, blah. And what happened? More people died. And the guy said they looked at everything, and all they saw in all of it was that it was nothing more than just the flu. That was it, just the flu. And that's what we were saying from day one, even in the beginning when they were showing you the statistics of the coronavirus and the seasonal flu, the numbers were identical. There was hardly any deviation. And when the seven major universities in the United States decided to ask the CDC for a sample and couldn't get one, and they did their own research, and when they collaborated and shared their data, all they saw was influenza A and influenza B. That was it. The flu. Since when did we ever have to wear a mask when we had the flu? We did get exposed to corona, though. That is true. But that was my generation that got exposed to it back in the 60s. And you know what they did to treat it? Nothing. We went outside. We played. Everyone got the flu. Everybody recovered. We had the antibodies inside of us. Okay. There you go. So when we're looking at all the nonsense that they did, and anybody that was speaking out against it, I don't think they expected so many people were awake enough to challenge them. You know, I was hit with something hard the end of 2019. It was an unnatural sickness. My bones, yeah, that was radiation. You got targeted with a tower. You got hit with a radiation blast. That's what happened. There was no flu. When you get blasted with a radiation blast, which they just turned up the power in the towers, or they may have turned up the power on your phone. Well, when you get hit with high dose of radiation, you develop what they call a flu-like symptom. Hell, I was shaking everybody's hand. I was hugging people, kissing each other on the cheek. You know what I caught? What I caught that whole time? Stupidity. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. They like to hit me. Well, you probably were in the area they were targeting. Okay? You're probably in the area they were targeting. When you look at the early Chinese videos, you go back and look at them, and you see somebody walking down the street, all of a sudden the street light turns a color and they drop dead. That's a frequency. That's not a flu. Because when you see them walking down the street, you don't see them swaying, and you don't see them sweating, and you don't see them like profusely. You don't see them being disorientated. They're listening to their little Walkman or whatever, their MP3 player, whatever got plugged into their head. Get to the light. Light changes color from green to red, and they drop dead. That's a frequency activation. That person may have already gotten the jab and they just turned on the frequency and killed her. Boom, dropped dead. Seen another guy. Guy's about 6'2", 6'4". He's running. He's running, man. He's trying to break a record. I had to watch that 3 times because I said something's wrong here. Then I realized that this guy had the coronavirus or flu, or even the regular seasonal flu. I have never met anybody that could have, that had the seasonal flu that would run. And what happened to him? He got hit, and he spun. He didn't fall. He spun. He spun, and he twisted all the way down. Something hit him. So when we're looking at all the bullshit, and again, I was saying the same thing, that this, whatever was going on, initially it was a bottom-up fullerene assembly that had quantum dot technology wrapped in protein. That would be the antenna. That's what they were showing. And then they were showing you a little round ball with this glowing corona. A glowing corona. Dee 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 dee. Radiation. It was waste of breath. Always or mostly colds always or mostly makes you lose taste due to stuffy nose. And always said I lost taste on what, like what you're talking about, Willis. Well, if they got hit with high dose of radiation as well, it would bleed out of their system, their nutrients. You'd be breaking down like left, right, and center. So zinc would be gone, copper would be gone. Your electrolytes would be out of whack. Brain isn't going to be working properly to begin with because the brain is being exposed to high levels of radiation. So, like I said, a lot of that was just such bullshit. And unfortunately, people, for whatever reason, still kept believing Fauci, Bill Gates. Remember that? The Pope. Remember the Pope? The Pope was saying, if you don't take the shot, you're a heretic, you're this, you're that. I'm glad I'm not Catholic. You call me Catholics? If he said, jump off the cliff, because that's what's required of you. You know how many Catholics will jump off the cliff without asking any questions? Just believing that this guy is some kind of, advocate or some kind of go-between? This little pedophile, child molesting, whatever. You are a heretic. You didn't take your shot. You are going to go to hell because you didn't take the Corona banana. You're right. Okay, I'll take my chances. I'll take my chances. What's going on here? Sabrina Wallace. I got hit with the bioweapon, somebody shedding it on me. May of 2022, felt like I was dying, coughing up blood, major power, copper, video forma, copper citrate, wiped to the right out. Okay. This is Todd Harris, film people, David and what's this? True Hope VP and their targeting. They got a film out. Okay, cool. Got going on here. They will all think they are great. Say truth to them, they get mad. No, I don't think they were getting mad because you're saying the truth. I think they were getting mad because you were exposing them and connecting them to what they were doing. there were a lot of people that were saying that the corona didn't exist. I was one of them. And the shedding and the transferring that was going on was a result of them being injected with whatever shit they put into them. And that's what was killing everybody. Even the guy that invented the PCR test, they took him out. They took him completely out of the game. He was telling you that PCR test is not an accurate test, yet nobody believed him. And again, this is the guy, and I understand that now. I really do. Because I'm the guy that developed certain technologies for the nano, right? And I always got somebody trying to tell me how this thing works without asking me anything. It's kind of funny. I have to finally tell them, well, you know what? It was a good story, but that's not what it's doing. And then they get all worked up because, you know, you told them that you didn't know what they were talking about. But you know what? He said the same thing. People became belligerent when you fucked with their version of reality. Well, you know what? That's true too. But I guess the question is today, what is real? Everybody's reality is different. Everyone is living a different life. Everyone is doing different things. You know, what's real? Following the Disney Channel version of life, is that real? For some people, it is. For some people, that's all they know. You know, small world after all. You know, that whole theme that they got there. The Disney Channel life, you know. It's like, you know, when you watch The Matrix, very beginning, when Neo was being snapped out of his little thing there. Morpheus tells him, you've been living a lot in the lie. Everything that you know is not real. Everything you know is not true. Well, that is probably the truest thing that television has ever told us. What they didn't tell you is what is reality. They were showing it to you. That the machines had taken over and they were running the planet. Well, that's where we're at today. You know, so when you burst somebody's frame of thinking, yeah, they'll get mad. I recently found some paperwork for my horses being PCR tested during our lockdown during the equine flu epidemic. I'm sure it was a practice run for COVID. Could have been. Could very well be. I took some pictures of your sign at your store warning the jab not to enter. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? You know what's funny about that? I had two signs up there. And I listed all four vaccines, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, Moderna, and the Pfizer. So if you had any one of those shots, not to come through the door. Okay, I did an interview with CTV and, oh, what's the Canadian channel there? CBC. CBC and CTV. And I did the first one because I wanted to get out that the injections were going to jump from person to person. I called it jumping, but the actual terminology is contact vaccinosis. But at the time, I didn't know the term. All I knew was, based again, because I was on the research on that, seeing that how it was hopping from host to host to host, and that's how they were going to infect or create the infection. And so I did the interview. CTV gave me 10 seconds exposure. CBC gave me about 6. And they tried to smear me. And what they did is they made me a hero. I had people call me. I had a guy call me at 3 o'clock in the morning congratulating me because I wouldn't let people in the shop that had been, bioweapon charged. You know, they injected. I had more people come see my store the week after. It was crazy. But then they wanted to do a second interview, and I told both of them no. wasn't interested. I did what I wanted to do. Got the message out. Contact vaccinations are jumping. So the one of the interviewers walked in my store. I said, have you been jabbed? She says, yes, I've been jabbed. I've been jabbed twice. This is what you see the sign on my door. She says, well, I'm with CTV. I said, I don't care who you're with. Did you see the sign on the door? She says, yeah, yeah, I read the sign. Well, why the hell are you in my store then if you read the sign? You know, then what happened was even funnier. They walked out, and they found this heavy-duty lady. They told her to make up some bullshit story. She was walking to my store. I wouldn't let her in. There was 13 people in the store, blah, blah, blah. They cracked up. There's never 13 people in the store at any time. So then shortly thereafter, I got evicted. But again, this is what they were doing. On the contact vaccinosis, how it sheds. Okay, cool. I didn't know that. But that's how you know how stupid things were, and they're going to get dumber again. They're going to get dumber again. It's a process, not a test. And carry Mufis, PCR. Okay, yeah. So I've had signs say I have had signs. So do we have no trespass, government, admiralty, etc., and put my clan mother seal in the up on the RCMP would not walk in off the street. Steve Morrell, Kelowna, silver guy, also can on TV for no mask shot. Yeah. So, they, like I said, the interview was like 15 minutes. They interviewed me for 15 minutes. It was funny. Both of them, CBC and CTV. And I think the CBC, I don't think I was there 6 seconds. You know, here's a crazy guy, blah, it up. And it was over. And then CTV gave me a little bit more time. So I got it out. I didn't get out about the jumping. There was another doctor. I don't know who his name was. He was a colored fella, African descent. But a year later, he talked about the shedding. And he got into detail about it. Oh, it's airborne. The whole thing was airborne. And people were being exposed. And again, it wasn't the coronavirus that was shedding. That's not what they were shedding. They were shedding the jab. Even the polio jab is still shedding. To this day, they're still shedding. But today, I think it's more now. It's all transmission. I think it's all frequency. Where do we find the interview? It's on you. I don't know if it's still on YouTube. You might find it on BitChute. It was on YouTube at one time. Now, whether or not it still be there, just type in interview with Herbs plus Beadworks or interview with Tony Pantelaresco. Do just a general search. You might pop it up that way, or you may have to go into the archives to find it. But yeah, the interview, like I said, the actual interview took 10 to 15 minutes, but the time I was on the air was about like I said, 6 seconds on the one and about 10 seconds on the other. But I tell you, it got national attention right across the board. I had one guy contact. I did get one threat. I did get one threat from that. That was funny. I'm gonna come down there and I'm gonna kill you. Okay, go ahead. I'll be waiting for you. Will always occur when you fill someone up with toxic crap. Yeah. It's a delivery system. You can inject some liminal skin, rectal, and nasal vax and can spread or spray. Yeah. So, well, you found it. CTV News, Windsor, store posts, COVID-19. What? That's on the CTV channel. Okay, it's still there? You're kidding. And WWCBC.ca, News Canada, Windsor, misinformation. Yeah, that's what they find. 6 seconds. Well, that's what they called an interview. When they contacted me, both of them interviewed me for about 15 minutes. What you see there, like I said, 6 seconds, 10 seconds, and it was over. But it was enough to, it backfired on them. So a lot more people, it just reinforced a lot more people to become that much more defiant. Now, I did a show a couple shows ago, and Obama is coming out and said, we did, clinical study. We technically did a clinical study, and these things are safe. And yet you have people that still will not take these shots. Well, you know what? I don't understand this desire, this need to make me want to take a shot. The way jabs worked before, when we got injected, we're supposed to have been able to produce the antibodies to protect us from being infected. Well, we know that the COVID-19 doesn't work that way, because you can get the COVID-19 jab and still get COVID-19. That's an abysmal failure, but that's not what that jab was supposed to do. That jab was supposed to infect you with COVID-19. That's what that jab was intended to do, and it did that very well. In the past, there was no big deal about whether you took a jab or not, because if everybody took the jabs around you and you didn't, well, theoretically, they were already having the immune response mechanisms in place, so that you did cough or do whatever, they would be protected. But everybody ever saw get a flu shot always got the flu. This was supposed to protect you? Yeah, I feel like shit. Yeah, I bet you do. I seen a guy, like I said, I talked about this guy who was ex-military with his wife. His wife was 18. He was in his 30s. Good old boy mentality. No thinking about nothing. They just decided they were going to go get their shot. They both got sicker than the dog. They had to go home. They didn't come back for 2 weeks. So I guess AI wants me to watch the rest of the human shit show for whatever reason. I don't care either way. Shit show. Well, it's entertainment. It's entertaining. Got here. That's what I always said. Flu shot gives you the flu. Yeah, it does. Anything they put inside of you and they bypass your digestive system or they bypass your immune system's parameters, you're going to get infected. None of these jabs work. If you really want to see a video, it's a bit dated, but it's very accurate. It's out of Australia. It's called Vaccination, the Hidden Truth. And when you watch that, you got a naturopath in there. You got the medical staff in there. They're all talking about this stuff, and they're telling you the shit's no good. Doesn't do anything. And then you got a researcher that talks about whooping cough and was it measles. And she shows you a graph that every time the disease was on its way out the door, when they brought the vaccines in, the chart went back up again. And her last response was, we're killing babies. Okay, so if you really want to see how long they have been poisoning us as people and putting stuff inside of us that was designed to kill you rather than protect you, you can see that video is very well done. It starts off with a guy, had two boys, he goes to the doctor, and he injects one of his kids. He gets out, gets going on down the road, and his kid starts turning blue. He can't breathe. Goes back, and it's just a nightmare. They almost killed this kid. Well, the COVID was just that. It was just nothing but an excuse to put a bioweapon into people and technology that can turn them into nodes, mutate them at an exponential rate, cause excessive organ failure, causing excess mutations of peptides and proteins, producing prions. I mean, the list goes on and on. It all depends what they put in the program in these jabs, in these mRNA jabs. You know, they got 10 to the 50th power, then they can turn almost anything on. Whatever they've got in there, it's ready to go. So we're no longer, like I said, you can't trust any government. Unfortunately, in the land of Canada, people are still stupid here. I have known over 10 years about chip neonites in Toronto, Ontario. Okay. We no longer have governments that we can trust. We no longer have institutions that are looking for our well-being. We no longer have anybody doing anything that is going to help us live a full life. Everything around us has been completely compromised. If somebody would have said 20 years ago that Canada would be in the mess that's in right now, nobody would have believed you back then. What I'm saying is AI can basically target anyone now. That's what people don't believe. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. That movie I was watching, Three Body Problem, it actually is telling you just that exactly. It can activate. It's already jacked into every network, every system on the planet. It can make you see what it wants you to see. The problem is people don't have the capacity to discern that what they're seeing isn't real. Almost eclipse time, folks. Let's get ready for the big ritual. So what I'm saying is to take me out. I can't. I don't care. I'll go back home. Yeah. There you go. Well, I bet you any money, if I say that how many of you are fighting depression of some kind? Think about this. If you feel like there's not a whole lot there, you feel like life has lost something, has lost its spark, you feel like not a whole lot or not a lot of reason to keep going on sometimes. You know, that's all frequency engaged with us. Most of us had challenges in our lives. But when we see everything that's going on, are you taking off, Zach? Okay, you take care. When you see all that's going on and how depressing things are getting, I shouldn't say depressing, how demoralizing things are getting, it has a tendency to put a big downer on everything. And so you don't, there's that kind of apathy or that kind of decadence or that kind of lack of drive or will to fight or to keep going. You know, there always is a consensus, well, what am I fighting for? You know, but if you don't fight, you get assimilated. It's pretty much the road we're on. We're on a road that it doesn't matter what you do, you are going to be in some kind of battle. Either you fight or you don't. If you don't fight, you get assimilated. If you do fight, then there's a chance you might win. You know, whatever that means. Whatever that means. You know, the more you're in this battle and the more you see things in this battle, the more you see a lot more darkness than the average person. So, in general, a lot of people have that demoralizing effect. But majority of the time, when you sit there and scratch the surface, that demoralization is based on, well, I shouldn't say based on, it's probably being piped in. It's probably being piped in. A lot of us who've been through whatever ringers we've been through in life, we know all we know how to do is fight. It's all we've ever had. That's all we ever had, most of us. So we fight. We fight with the hope. But like I said, this is also a frequency, and this is what's going on. You know, if we can go back home, yeah. Well, you got to remember, everyone has a different take on their what they believe. Okay, as a believer, as a biblical believer, we believe that when we die, we go home. You know, that's where we're. That's what it's all about, getting back home. We shouldn't be on this shithole. We were never meant to be here. So, see, on the eclipse, quantum expert on coast to coast. A lot. It feels mass, and they are hiding M13. Okay. Should be seen. So is that why the trajectory is there then? Okay, that might make more sense. Because that whole flow over there is a trajectory. It's not, again, an eclipse wouldn't do that. Not to that precision. So I'm just wondering what the colliders is there to do then. Missiles, smoke screen or whatever, but wonder what the colliders, unless it's going to spread it maybe. Spread the covering. We can't unsee the evil, but at least we know what we are up against. Well, that's true. And I'm not saying that isn't true. That is very true. But I'm saying that people are right now, when I talk to a lot of people, they're all feeling depressed, demoralized, listless, having the feeling or the attitude or the thought of why are we fighting? You know, we're so overwhelmed. The odds are so, you know, whatever. And I get that. I do get that. It's you hear it all the time. Anyone that has a visual of how bad things really are not very happy with what they see. And nobody's expected to be, oh, I'm happy. Oh, look, the place is burning down. Woohoo! You know what I mean? It's... you're positive because you live out in the bush, you know, and like I said, your environment plays a big role in that positivity that you're talking, but you go live in a hub or live in a where the environment's really tense or terse, it has a way of wearing you down. It's nice to be out in the countryside. It's nice to have, you know, whatever you see and you think it's great and wonderful, but the reality is the planet is dying, you know. They have poisoned it to the core. The whales have been poisoned. So I'm not saying to give up. I'm just saying that there's some realities that I can only comment on what I see. Well, exactly, but you're in a whole different world than most people. So by some definition or some perspective, you live in La La Land because you're not in the quagmire, seeing it head on. So I'm not saying that you are in La La Land. I'm just saying that's how it would be. I have days where I feel down. Thank God it passes. Animals help too. Yeah. So like I said, we all have our way of dealing with whatever we're dealing with. I'm just saying in general, what we're seeing, what I'm seeing, is a lot of people are in a funk. Not a fuck, in a funk. They're in a funk. They wouldn't be so depressed. But they're in a funk, and that funk, like I said, most of the time, that's a frequency. Most of the time, I notice it, I'm seeing it, and I feel it. So, and I'm out here in the desert, which is really a lot of fun. Gotta tell you. maybe we are hiding Thanos and Ultron from being seen with the eclipse. I don't think that's possible because I think AI would already know, seen it coming. Have you ever seen AI is Killing Us by Tuck? It's J. Tuck. He shows you what they got up there. Gives you a little peek of what's up in the ionosphere. up near the exosphere. I don't think AI. I think AI has already seen what's coming. If something is coming, see, he was Facebook today. So what's going on here? It's a traumatic knowing about all this AI nano, but God wins in the end. I'm not worried. Yep. So what's this here? I was thinking it could be a frequency of this. Well, any kind of frequency that can hit you in the lower end of your of whatever. You got to remember, you got different parts of your body that function at different ranges. So if they can bring your frequency down or overload it, one or the other, then you can feel overwhelmed, or you can feel hopeless. Again, depending on how you're being targeted. With me, a lot of times I just wind up getting very angry and agitated. And I'm ready to fight. Let's go. that kind of thing. So, but this is going on. And this is, and again, it's because of these frequencies. This is because of what we're being hit with. A lot of things that we're being hit with. And because, too, it's very difficult today in a lot of ways to see the truth. I have to say, when I talk to people overseas, I am blown away by the poverty and lack of understanding of what's really happening. But that's what I mean. They're in the middle. They're caught up in the quagmire. It's like two people playing chess. When two people are playing chess or checkers, their focus is very intense on the game. They don't see everything. They just see the immediate board and the pieces. But someone standing up above can look down at the game, can see who's going to win the game just by the way the board is positioned and how the pieces are set up. So, or who has the higher probability of winning the game, because anything can happen in a game. So, it's like over here. Compared to where I was at, compared to here, where I was at was an illusion for the most part. We had problems there, and they were pretty extensive as well. We had issues. We had our biggest issue is our government in Canada. But coming down here, and you see the police state here, and how bad the police state is here, and what you see here, it's interesting to say the least, now, like I said, someone sent me something from Alberta that there was a protest going on in Alberta because of the carbon tax, and the police were sent forth armed with military gear. Like, what the hell is that all about? But these are little signs letting Canadians know that we don't have that government we thought we had at one point in time. Freedom of speech is being squashed. We're having a military-style government coming in. Is what's happening. That's what I said. Communism, we're not heading toward communism. We're heading toward a totalitarianism. So, and that's in Alberta. Alberta, Canada. And then look what happened. We had the protests in Ottawa. The UN peacekeeping guy who was dressed up like a Mountie trampled a horse over a woman. That is not the Canada that I know. A lot of times you could pacify a crowd and they would go home. They were inciting the violence here. They're trying to incite the violence here. And then they arrested some of the protesters. I'm definitely more desensitized to what's going on now than when I first started following you, okay? Well, drinking a bottle of brandy a day will do that, eh? It's a lot of brandy, French, I gotta tell you. What's CERN exploded? I was okay. NASA is injecting chemicals into the air with those sounding rockets, they admit on their website. Okay. So I ain't looking at the eclipse. You tell most people about nano, they think you're nuts. Oh, hey, listen. Tell them anything about chemtrails, they'll think you're nuts. I don't bother telling anyone. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what you, anything that's out of the parameter of the Disney Channel that they're in, as far as they're concerned, you're the one living the fiction, or you're the one believing in the fiction. You know, that's how they see it. What is that eclipse path? The exact opposite direction of the path. I thought the sun only rises in the east and west. Well, that's what I mean. That's what I've been saying since it started. That's not an eclipse. That's a trajectory as to what I do not know for sure. But it looks like they're lining up their moons and their suns that they built up there, or their satellite networks that they built up there. And they're going to be firing three missiles up there, and they're going to be turning on the Hadron Collider. So what's all, and now we have military going all over the place, in U.S. and Canada both, in regarding to protecting the people from an eclipse. It's funny. Gotta say, it's funny. I have to say, okay, I was talking to a friend this morning, South American, and he was commenting about how so many people are facing the most difficult challenges of their whole lives at the moment. It could be a frequency of discontent. That's so irritating. Chemtrails clear as day, they can't see. Yeah. Well, not just chemtrails. Talk about GMOs. Talk about glyphosates. Talk about all the things that we were talking about on my YouTube channel for years and years. Bring that up again. Some people have, over time, come to realize that what I was saying in those channels were real. And have told me I was ahead of my game, ahead of the curve. Well, I don't know if I was ahead of the curve or not, but I do know that what we were expressing, is it's taking almost 10 years for people just to get caught up on the fundamental basics of anything, whether it's GMOs, glyphosates, chemtrails, frequency weapons, the methane up in the atmosphere. I mean, Wigington stuff there, you know. So like I said, when we look at the whole, we're looking at all the things that you can talk. You can talk to people about mercury fillings. You can talk to people about the dental industry being toxic. You can talk about vaccine. It doesn't matter what you want to talk about. They don't get it. They don't see it. They don't understand it. They get into a short circuit when you tell them that the government is trying to kill them. They get into a short circuit when you tell them the medical field is trying to kill them. They get into a short circuit when you tell them that the agricultural industry is trying to kill them. You know, it's like I said, I was at a meeting where a guy was my age, and he thought he was looking at a jet stream from a plane. I thought, are you kidding me? I had to break it down for him. As soon as I broke it down, he had a light bulb go. Oh yeah, you're right. You know, he could still remember. What is okay? Hello. stay inside, don't look at the eclipse. Yeah, exactly. In short, stay the hell inside. Well, it's either stay inside or get out of the area. I've been telling I got a buddy of mine down in Windsor, and I just sent him some information today. And I told him, I said, take a trip on the 8th or the 7th, go west of Windsor. The damn path goes right. It's going to go right through Windsor, Ontario. You know, it may touch Detroit, but it's going for sure through Windsor, and then it's going into the Niagara Peninsula, Hamilton, St. Catharines, Fort Erie, whatever, up and through there, and then across Lake Ontario, and then into eastern Ontario, and then into Quebec, northern Quebec, and it's starting from middle of Mexico on the southwest side. You know, and it's a perfect trajectory. You know, rises in the east and sets in the west. Well, according to that trajectory, it's coming from the southwest and going toward the northeast. What are we watching? What are we seeing here? And why all the law enforcement? Why firing three missiles up there? You know, like I said, you know, there's a lot that you have to question. Do they spray chemtrails in South America? Yes, of course they do. There's no. You got people down there that will tell you in Venezuela and Argentina, Brazil. They say that Peru doesn't have them, but I don't believe it. Because if they're spraying Brazil, then the chemtrails are going to go into Peru anyway. It's just like, what was it, one state in the United States came out and said that they were not allowing chemtrails to happen. I think it was, I forget what state it is, somewhere down in the south. It's a useless bill. Unless the whole country says no more chemtrails, and then all they'll do is they'll just spray with some kind of stealth technology, because I've seen that. I used to see that in Windsor all the time. Remember when Trump got in power and he subsided the chemtrailing? Well, when you looked at a jet flying into a cloud, you could see that they were still streaming some kind of chemical. You just couldn't see it. Everything is a lie. Pretty much it's all bullshit. You know, so when they're telling you that they're, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, they did something, he sounds like Ronald Reagan. Big speeches, oh, yeah, we got a committee doing this and we got to be doing that and signing away bills. Nothing changed. Nothing's changed. Then he comes out and says he's the granddaddy of the vaccines. Then the Germans come out and said there was no COVID. You know, like I said, you know, everything that you're seeing is theater, pretty much. So you have to question that whole eclipse thing and wonder what the hell's going on. And I tell people all the time, if you got to wear something to block the rays of the sun from damaging your eyes, what about the rest of you? Sun simulators, moon simulators, who the hell knows what these cycles will do? So, you know, this is another... again, nobody thinks about, but they got a lot of people outside. You know, I think you're right, Texas. I think, oh dear, sun is rising from the west. Yep, yes, that's what's irritating. Yeah, that's what I mean. There's nothing about this, what they're telling us, is true, and there's nothing about any of this that is, correlating on any level of reason. Why are we shooting missiles at the moon? That's what they're saying. Why are we shooting missiles at the moon? Because if I recall correctly, the moon's on the other side of the exosphere. Not inside our atmosphere, it's on the outside. So how are we going to hit this moon? But the sun is what, 93 million miles away, and the moon is what, 240,000 miles away? Yeah, boomerang. Yeah, hell of a boomerang. Boomerang. Yeah, think about that. We're going to fire three missiles at the moon. That moon must have got sucked in with the electric fence that Atlanta Freeland's talking about. It must have supercharged that and created such an electromagnetic magnet that it, you know, it has sucked it into the internal atmosphere. So now a missile can actually hit that moon. Wow. Or maybe the CERN collider is going to suck it into the Earth. Yeah, a moonerang. Yeah, there you go. It's Tennessee. Here is a thought: the rocket will fall down and hit a nuclear. Well, that's, you know what? That's quite possible. It's quite possible. I mean, look at all these ships that have been crashing or have been being breached in some form or fashion. Look at the payload the one had in Baltimore. All that shit's being dumped into the water table. You know, and again, the trajectory of that so-called eclipse, I just call it a trajectory program that they're doing. Where's it all going? It's crossing the Mississippi. It's crossing all the rivers and tributaries. It's crossing all that farmland that's over there. Noah's talking about the leaks into yeah, exactly. Not in this situation, won't be just leaking into the water. It's going to be leaking on the land and in the air as well. This is not going to be a lot of fun. And like I said, all these idiots are going, oh, I'm going to watch the eclipse. Oh, look at me. Next thing you know, they'll be glowing in the dark, walking around. Their skeleton will be just flashing, eat at Joe's kind of thing, you know. Wind up dying of some kind of cancer, and no one is talking about it yet. So, you know, look where we are. I think he's the only place that gets off the spraying program, Antarctica. About the vaccine. Okay, hello. Lunar Operations Command. Lost forces up on the moon. Satellite biosphere. Sun simulator. Okay. Trump fans are saying he's been naive. What? You mean they didn't tell him that the vaccines were loaded with poison? No. I think the only place that gets left out of the spraying program is Antarctica. Hmm. Maybe we should all move there. Maybe the safest place. What do you think? We can find some of the old buildings from Tartaria. They're probably still working. They probably got electricity running. They probably got heat. They probably got an indoor gardens and stuff still probably growing. Who knows? What's this going on here? He didn't. Yeah. Trump is playing a pack. Yeah. No one's talking. Yeah. I mean, well, I've heard, you know, you hear this all the time, right? When the president signs a bill or signs some stupid shit. Oh, he was misinformed by his committee. The committee takes the ride. Just like in Canada, the same thing. You know, the cabinet advises the prime minister. And then if something goes wrong, they blame the cabinet. You know, there was that one native MP that walked out. I wanted nothing to do with what he was doing. I don't know whatever happened to her. We needed more like her just to be in power. But who knows? What's this here? They'll shoot us if we tried. Well, Susie, if we're going to go down to Antarctica, you're going to have to bring some firepower. All secret bullshit. Yeah, well, you know, they they invited whatever down there, you know. Let's go down here. Frontman cult of personality. All right, I'm gonna have to wind her down. I will say this. After the show, if you guys want to hang around and get together and talk with each other, you can. I'll leave the stream yard open and just the show will end. But again, you guys can connect if you like. Last time we were here, I think we were here 2 hours. So anyway, but yeah, if you want to stick around after the show, you can. Just let you know. Just don't disengage yourself, because if you disengage yourself and I end the show, then I don't know. You can still type in, but you may not be able to reconnect. I had a hard time doing that. Will my potato gun be good? If you put some thermite in the potato, it should work. Why do they have a no-fly zone over Antarctica? What are they hiding? They're hiding my house. I have a house deep in the jungles of Antarctica. It's a hot climate down there. You still got dinosaurs running around and pterodactyls and everything else. Easy, lots of dumbs. All right. I think I got one more here. I'll hit this one. All righty. As I say at the end of these shows, read your Gospels. I can't encourage you enough to read the Gospels. That's probably the best reading you're going to read for a long time. It'll help you find some truths, find some information. Pay attention. I always tell people, follow what Jesus had to say. It had a lot of sense. He used to tell people all the time, don't follow the religious people. You know, read what they're reading, listen to what they're saying, but don't follow them. And I'd encourage you to do the same, because you got to remember, back then, the Sanhedrin was the theocratic system they had. In other words, they had a theology and a politics, theopolitics. So again, and that's what we got today. So again, don't follow that. Follow what you're reading. The next show will be... Come on. Where are we at today? Thursday, 8 p.m. Mountain Time. So we'll see you then. I don't think there's any. Oh, yeah. On the Substack, we'll have the information and all the links. Again, share them if you can. So until the next segment or the next show, to your health. So we'll see you Thursday. Okay, so I'm going to end the stream, but the room will still be available.